This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I hear certain stories and they remind me of Democrats, liberals, progressives, leftism. They do. And this, I have a story exact that fits this to a T. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And it's a woman kills her lover, and then she served him at a barbecue. She fed her neighbors her lover. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm no cannibal. I've traveled through Africa, but I've never been into cannibalism. I don't know what human flesh tastes like. You know, I've eaten pork. I've eaten rattlesnake. I've eaten alligator. I've eaten frog legs. I've eaten beef, chicken, the normal stuff. I've never had dog or cat that I know of. I did spend a lot of time in China, so I can't say that definitively. But, you know, I've never eaten human, but I've never even thought about doing it. But the story is what's crazy. Forget the cannibal aspect of it and the idea that there are many of this woman's neighbors who are now, you know, playing the crying game. Oh, my God. Because they ate some dude. But that's what happens when you hang around leftists. This is a freaky story. And the guy, the person writing it, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but it says, if you've ever seen the end of the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, then you have an idea of what may have happened to a Michigan man in 2014. In the new television documentary, authorities allege that a serial killer and her husband chopped up and killed her former lover, then served his remains at a neighborhood barbecue in 2014. Now, you say, Kevin, how do you possibly declare this as something that the Democrats, how do you put this into these terms? And I'm telling you, politics, pop culture, entertainment, whatever you want to call it, that's the way the left is. And here's how I put that there. The Democrats will invite you over for a house party or to as if it's a date. And you're lucky if they only kill you. Do you know how many cop shows I've seen where some girl meets a dude at a bar, sets him up, he comes over to her house, boyfriend and two other buddies come over, boop, either knock him in the head and take his money, or they kill him. So here's a perfect example of that, and this is why I bring this back to the Democratic Party, because you're still confused. It's okay. It's all right. The Kevin Jackson Show can be a little bit over the head from time to time, but here's why I'm telling you this. Democrats will bring you to their party only to hurt you, only to kill you. You're lucky if you only get hurt and you get to come back over. In most cases, they destroy you. They destroy your career. And in some cases, Hillary Clinton and many others, they will kill you and serve you up for others to feast on. Now you're going, Kevin, now you're stretching it. No, I'm not. I'm saying they will make they will make sure that everybody gets a little taste of you as you go downhill. Good example. Jesse Jackson set up a guy named Mel Reynolds. Jesse wanted his son to become the next congressman out of Chicago. So he gets Jesse Jr. to move back from D.C. to Chicago. And within 30 days, around 30 days of that move, Jesse then has his minions report on Mel Reynolds having sex with an underage page, a 16-year-old page up on Capitol Hill. Jesse Jr. then declares he's going to run for Congress. Mel Reynolds is disgraced and gone. His carcass is now being fed on by Jesse Jr. and many other Democrats that are shaking their head going, "For shame, Mel." And the rest is history. Jesse Jackson Jr. becomes a congressman in District 2 in Illinois. And what does he end up doing? Going to prison, getting a pension, running off into the sunset. Yeah, Mel Reynolds got invited to the party. and Mel Reynolds got feasted upon once they were done with him. And Jesse Jackson, his son, and the Democrats of Chicago fed on Mel Reynolds' carcass. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, I don't know what the end happens in fried green tomatoes. Did somebody get eaten? Because I thought it was just about fried green tomatoes, a southern delicacy, by the way. So, Kelly Cochran, they say, is the woman who invites these guys over and kills them. Then get this. She later injected her husband with a lethal dose of heroin in February of 2016. Does it get any better in describing the Democrats? So Kelly Cochran, let's just use her as the metaphorical Democrat, invites people over to her house, enticing these men with sex. I guess has it or not, I don't know. But whether she does or she doesn't, the guy ends up dead. She's a black widow. She gets other people in the Democratic Party to help her, in this case her husband, to kill the guy. And then she brings all her friends in and she serves the dude up for dinner, for lunch, for barbecue, whatever. You know, whatever. I don't know when they ate it. But does it matter? So they serve him up. And then when she's done with the guy who was complicit in helping him, shot of heroin, an overdose, and he's, you know, spitting out, you know, little foam, and he's dead, and Kelly's okay, you know, Kelly gets away with it for whatever length of time. But she finally got caught. The metaphor of her getting caught is exactly where we are with Donald Trump. Donald Trump brings in the new regime. And finally, they expose Kelly's crooked game of luring people in and then destroying them. Now, who gets lured in? Oh, let me just start counting the ways here. Black folks get lured in with the enticement of freebies and, you know, it's going to be a world of debauchery and you won't have to do anything. They lure in Latinos. Hey, come in, get that free immigration in our healthcare system, in our schools and all that. You won't even have to follow the rules of the citizens. Then they lure in women. They go, hey, come on in, women. We got your back. Then they say, oh, you want to go broad-based? Let's go LGBT. So that encompasses everybody. LGBT, we got your back. You're going to be all good. You're going to be safe. Then they say, ooh, you know what? We can bring in a religious element, crush Christians while promoting a group of religious zealots that actually want to kill us. But let's bring in the Muslims because they can help us with this cause. And let me tell you, at the end of the day, everybody's killing everybody and barbecuing and fricasseeing each other because that's how Democrats work. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. That's what that reminded me of, that story, The Mind of Kevin Jackson. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back. There's a woman who says drinking dog urine cures cancer. Now, when I saw this story, my first question was exactly how did she figure this out? Right? I mean, is she a scientist? Is she, you know, some sort of, what kind of doctor are we talking about? She, oncologist? But she couldn't be an oncologist. She'd have to be somebody that, like a chemist, right, that understands the properties of dog urine, which is very potent. I'll get it. It's strong. But, I mean, cat urine is potent. Let's face it. Skunks are potent. What would possess you to say, okay, dog urine cures cancer. I'm going to go take me a little sip of Fido's, you know, his urine and figure this out? Did she test it before? What would make you do this? It would be like saying, you know, dog doo-doo makes a great spread on bagels. What level of desperation must you be to try that out? I don't get this. This is liberalism. Look, if you want to test it in a lab and say, you know, I noticed when I had these carcinogenic cells, and on a hunch, I took a drop of dog urine and put it in a petri dish and did. Okay, great. She's saying drinking it, not putting it in a petri dish. Drinking dog urine cures cancer. I don't know what they would say. Like, let's say they said something like, eating somebody else. Oh, you know, I heard this. I swear this is a true story. They say eating boogers is good for your health. Google it. I'm not kidding. Now, maybe as a kid, did we all eat boogers as a kid? I don't know. I don't ever remember eating a booger, but maybe I did. Now it grosses. I mean, I can't, even the thought of it right now has got my mouth watering. I mean, and not in a good way. Not like I want some boogers. Hey, would you bring me a plate of boogers? Oh, my producer's got his, don't be putting your finger in your nose when I'm talking about this. I'm already ready to throw up. Anyway, so, but I'm serious. There's a story out, eating boogers is good for you. What, are you kidding me? Even if it were, would you tell people? Should you? No, eating a booger cannot be good for you. Your body's, think about it. If eating a booger was good for you, why wouldn't your body absorb it? You get enough crap in your nose and you got to blow it out. You don't blow it out to go pick it up. It's gross. Ugh, disgusting. But anyway, yeah, so this is the deal. But all these different things that people they figure out. Like bird spittle soup. You know what that is? They go in these caves. They get these Guatemalan midgets to go in these caves. And these birds make nests up on the walls. And these little midgets will climb up there with these poles and knock them down. They grab all these. And by the way, this is a dangerous job. Because they don't, you know, this is not like they got OSHA over there and they got scaffolding. These little dudes climb up there, knock the nest down, gather up all these nests, take them back. They steam it. And then when after they steam it, it ends up looking like a bunch of just spit. They call it bird spittle soup because they don't want to tell you it's just spit. You know, so they put the TLE on it like that, bourgeois it up enough to where you'll do it. But you pay $100 a bowl for this bird spittle soup. And I'm going, where? On what planet? See, this is when you know that the white people just got too much time on your hands. Because I don't know who's decided to do this nonsense. Or you know what? Here's the deal. Maybe it was people were so poor that they said, we just got to have something to eat. And somebody goes, well, there's some nest up there with bird spittle. Get that. But here's the thing about the bird spittle nest. You know there's bird spittle doo-doo in the nest. Why would you want to boil this down and eat it? It is a soup. I mean, look, I've had some strange soups in China, but they tell you it's egg drop. I would have never created egg drop soup. Never. But the Chinese were like, well, if I steal, put water and put an egg in slowly, very slowly, and it'll, you know, makes the egg base or whatever, and it's delicious. It's good. The Japanese have miso, right? Oh, miso soupy. Ah, miso soupy, you know, and they put tofu in it, they put some scallions, and it's actually pretty tasty. You sort of just drink it down like a broth, and of course there's hot and sour, and there's a bunch of others. I've tried many of them, and they're delicious, but if they ever said egg drop soup, bird spittle soup, I would go like, drinking a bird spit? No, thank you. And, well, Kevin, it's $100 a bowl. I don't care. Then give it to somebody else. I tell you what, give me $100 and I'll spit in soup all day. And then you got monkey butt coffee. You ever heard monkey butt coffee? That's what I call it. My sister loves this stuff. They monkeys eat these coffee beans and then pass it through their intestines. And then somebody went along one day and picked this monkey butt coffee beans out of the, you know, out of the monkey doo-doo, and then they cleaned it up or whatever, processed it the same way coffee is, and went, wow, it's got such a more rich flavor. Who decided to do this? What leftist progressive Democrat decided to do something so disgusting? That would be like picking corn. Have you ever eaten corn, you know, like corn on the cob, and you chew it, and then you go, you know, peek at your dung later on? Whole kernels of corn. I couldn't imagine somebody going, ooh, a delicacy, picking these whole kernels of corn out of your butt, you know, excrement, you know, and then rinsing it off and then reserving it as, you know, what do they call it? Just regular whole kernel corn. Not on the cob, of course. God forbid they re-cob it. But no, serving it to you is just regular corn and going, oh, no, no, that's a $100 bowl of corn right there. Because the minute they said that, I would go, no, thank you. I'll have the 50-cent bowl of corn that's about to pass through the first time. But while we're on the subject, if you do need a factory to bring you this corn thing, tell me how much I get paid, and I'll just eat corn, and you can go pick it out after the fact. Look, I didn't even expect to spend this much time on this. I'm just telling you, this is the craziness of leftism. This is the I've talked about the bird spittle and the monkey butt coffee, but I cannot believe there's a woman that says drinking coffee is a cure for cancer, and somebody didn't say, well, how do you know? How do you know that? And then secondarily, do you really know it's a cure for cancer, or is it a study to see how many idiots who believe it will do this? Because I'm going to tell you, unless it's a bona fide, you show me the urine attacking cancer cells, I wouldn't even drink my own urine, much less drink a dog's urine. Are you kidding me? And the other thing about urine, it's high saline content. It's going to overwork your kidneys and it's going to kill you. How much do you drink? Look, I understand things that work to help people. Modern medicine. I believe venom has very interesting properties and can reverse aging, for example. You know, I don't know. It'll do something good for your body because it obviously can become anti-venom. But I'm just saying, some of these things people are finding are just ridiculous. It reminds me of Democrats. I'm just saying, it does.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
81-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he was retiring today. As for a potential replacement, President Trump spoke earlier today.
We will begin our search for a new justice of the United States Supreme Court that will begin immediately. And hopefully we're going to pick somebody who will be as outstanding. So I just want to thank Justice Kennedy for the years of tremendous service. He's a very spectacular man, really a spectacular man. And I know that he will be around, hopefully, for a long time to advise. And I believe he's going to be teaching and doing other things. So thank you to Justice Kennedy.
Also going on in Washington today, the House defeated a Republican immigration bill by the count of 121 to 301. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There are some total freaks out there. Anyway, let's get into this. Brig Seaman, she tweeted this. She says, FBI Director Christopher Wray and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein are going to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday. And it's going to be about the findings of the IG report and the various actions taken by the DOJ and the FBI in 2016. And I'm curious to see how that goes. But I also want to talk about IG Horowitz and these updates and some of the things that have come out since the IG report and things that they didn't let us know, because there were redacted names, hidden names, and it just all proves to me that Miller has more investigating to do as soon as he drops the farcical part of his finger quotes investigation into Trump. See, we know that there are two more rogue FBI agents. We've found out their names and their ties to this finger quotes investigation should have more deep state swamps looking for rat holes. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, hanging in there, aren't you? Yeah. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. And also, you can contact us at kjradio.com. So I mentioned the other day I had a stupid liberal, some leftist, who says I'm afraid to debate him, you know, this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something, folks. Democrats all over this country, even hardcore Democrat leftists whose family members are like, you know, dyed in the wool, they get together at Thanksgiving and I don't know, Satan worship days or whatever the Democrats do, and they, you know, come together and say, we hate Trump, Trump sucks and all this. They're now getting looser and looser and loose-knit because they're starting to understand who they are. They're starting to understand how corrupt creatures they really are, the people they support. They're starting to see the error of their ways. According to the New York Post, House Republican unmasked two of the five FBI investigators cited in the recently released Inspector General's report for expressing anti-Trump and pro-Clinton sentiment and work-related instant messages. The previously unnamed FBI officials, FBI Attorney 2 and 5, are Kevin Kleinsmith and Sally Moyer, respectively, according to the House Oversight Committee. So number 2 is Kevin Kleinsmith, and number 5 is Sally Moyer, in case you want to follow that transcript at some point. This is Mark Meadows, a Republican out of North Carolina, who revealed their identities over the objection of the FBI during the hearings on the IG's findings. The two were assigned to the Bureau's Hillary Clinton email investigation, according to the IG's report, and while Kleinsmith also worked later as the top lawyer on the Trump-Russia investigation and special counsel probe. Now, I said the other day, Sally Moyer had an email exchange that said, F Trump. And then we learned out that not only did she do that, she went to work for Special Counsel Mueller, which prompted me to tweet out something along the lines of all the people in the FBI, did Mueller just do a cattle call and say, hey, if you love Hillary and hate Trump, will you please sign up to come join my investigation? Oh, don't worry about anybody looking at it as being, you know, collusion or what they call it, when you conflict of interest. Or, you know, you're going to be questioned over your views. He might as well have just cast that. Or is the anti-Trump, pro-Hillary, pro-leftism, pro-progressivism, pro-Obama, pro-nutty nonsense idiocy, is that just part of the FBI's culture now? Because that's what I believe. I believe you could randomly throw rocks at the FBI and whoever you hit is going to be anti-Trump, pro-Hillary, and would do anything they could to continue the deep state as it is. Because I haven't seen any evidence otherwise. Or I've seen very little, scant evidence, as they say. Horowitz testified that the FBI was withholding the names of the other rogue agents from Congress and from the public because they worked on counterintelligence and can't be exposed. So he gave us the thing of, we don't want to, you know, expose these people because it could risk their lives and things like this. The same thing, remember when the FBI told us, we have to redact certain things here because it's a matter of national security. Then when they unredacted it, the only thing we found out was it was the FBI playing CYA, cover their butts. That's what they were doing. And they didn't want you to know that Barack Obama actually had contacted Hillary Clinton on her email and that he was the one. I mean, I don't remember all the details around it. Maybe you do. But it was, they covered up Barack Obama's identity. They covered up many of the agents' identity. They covered up things that the agents said because, it didn't have any material impact on our investigations. So understand, the most crooked FBI in the history of this republic is plotting against Donald Trump, plotting for Hillary Clinton, investigating Trump under the ruse of Russian farce, while Hillary Clinton's got more buzzards circling around the carcass of the Russians than you can shake a stick at, and they don't even open anything up on that. And then they pretend they put the very same people that love Hillary and hate Trump to investigate her, have given her pre-get-out-of-jail-free cards, have given her staffers pre-immunity deals without any questioning of them. And then when they bring staffers in to take the fifth, like her server guy, he gets immunity or whatever he got. No tough questioning, nothing. When they questioned Hillary Clinton, they didn't even take notes. They didn't videotape it. They didn't audio tape it. Nothing. Then we've learned that they rubber stamped her exoneration before she even got in there. And I could go on. But they tell you, no, there was no intent, there was no collusion, we didn't see anything procedurally wrong, we didn't do anything wrong, blah, blah, blah. So what did they do? Why did they redact the names of Agent 2 and Agent 5? They said because they work on counterintelligence. But Meadows argued that both Kleinsmith and Moyers worked for the FBI's Office of Legal Counsel and were no longer in counterintelligence, as the FBI claimed. So the FBI, yet again, has been caught in another web of lies. They don't work in counterintelligence, Meadows said in an exchange with Horowitz. If that's the reason the FBI is giving, they're giving you false information because they work for the general counsel. And then, as I said, what do we find out? Go back and read the transcripts. These two people, like Strzok and Page, are colluding to get Donald Trump out for good. What are we going to do? Oh, my God, we can't let him win. And also, the same people that said Hillary Clinton's got a clean bill of health. There's nobody I know that, as I said, that's got any sanity, any logical thinking, that believes in their heart of hearts that Hillary Clinton is free and clear here. Nobody. You'd have to be a first-class moron to believe that. Nobody does what Hillary does and is not guilty. Nobody. Nobody deletes that many emails because they believe they can get away with it. Nobody does it. Look, I've sent a lot of personal emails. And some of them, in theory, could be, you know, if you go back long enough, maybe they were embarrassing. I don't know. I'm not embarrassed by them. But whatever, you send emails, you're embarrassed. But I will tell you this, I wouldn't bleach bit. I wouldn't try to tell people to kill the server. Think about if you right now were caught in something and they said, you got to show your emails. And you go, I only got the ones I have on my computer. Would you go and immediately delete them all? Or would you go, if I do that, it's going to make people think that I did it. Then would you think, well, I'll delete some of them, the ones that I think are controversial. And then people go, well, I mean, this is me playing devil's advocate. If you do that, people are going to think you're just selectively deleting, and there's going to still be a paper trail. Would you believe you and I, normal people, ordinary folks, that I could get Google, for example, to kill all my emails? Hey, listen, Sergey, they got an FBI investigation on me, bro. Could you, delete all my emails and make sure they never show up anywhere else? I got you, Kev. No, they wouldn't do it. In order to get done what Hillary Clinton's done, it must be orchestrated at a level that we couldn't even fathom. Records of BlackBerry or whatever, with them smashing these things with hammers so nobody could get to, I don't know what you have to get to there, but they made sure you couldn't get to hers, and on and on. They don't work in counterintelligence. But the FBI used that as an excuse. How many other excuses were used to exonerate Hillary Clinton? When James Comey sat in that, you know, on that press conference dais and said, you know, not the dais, but the podium, and he's like, you know, Hillary did this and she did that, and Hillary Clinton did this and she did that, and we understand that she did this, this, that, and the other. However, all that said, it doesn't rise to the, you know, criminal intent. We don't know her intentions. We know the intentions of the FBI. We know who the people are now who've been involved in this. And this is some shady dealings, folks. Very shady. And I can't wait to hear what happens on the Hill when the FBI testifies and others.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talk about your house of cards. Holy mother of Kevin Spacey. Whoa. New York Times reporter. Sleeping with the people she's getting stories from. Glad you guys are still here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Take our number down. 844-551-8255. I think of Chloe in House of Cards. Did you watch the show? Did you guys watch it? Yeah. I think of Chloe. Cute girl, working D.C., and she's an investigative reporter, and she's on to a story, and it involves the House, the Speaker of the House, played by Kevin Spacey. I believe he's Speaker of the House. And he wants to be president. This guy is pulling strings in places that you would just couldn't believe. I mean, it's truly DC insider stuff that you just go, wow. Same with Billions. I watched the show Billions. How the Attorney General can just fabricate stuff, make stuff up if they want. It shows corruptions at the highest level in terms of the money managers, but also the guys like, the attorney generals of the world, the Spitzers and those guys. House of Cards. The New York Times published a damaging feature about its own reporter, I'm reading this, revealing new details of Ali Watkins' affair with former Senate Intelligence Committee aide James A. Wolf, in addition to the bombshell that she dated another intelligence officer or Intelligence Committee staffer. This girl is going around sleeping with these staffers so she can get info. Now, women's movement, I'm just going to make a comment here. Really? I mean, that's what you do. When there's the old saying, sleeping her way to the top. Well, that's what this girl's doing. She's running around gathering stories. And here's what's so bad about it. You know, she's a New York Times reporter. She's sleeping with Democrats so she can report back the way they want. Trust me, folks, this is a symbiotic relationship. It's mutually beneficial. They're feeding her, more than she wants, maybe, but information that they want to get out. She's glad to get it. She's an insider. And then she's trying to connect the dots. And all of it, of course, is around what? Trump collusion. Here's what they write. Earlier this month, a shock indictment revealed that prior to joining the Times, Watkins, 26, had a 3-year romantic relationship with Wolf, 58, who was accused by federal prosecutors of lying about leaks of sensitive information to journalists. Yeah, 26-year-old, 58-year-old. This girl's old enough to be this dude's daughter for sure. What is he? 32 years older than her, she could be his granddaughter if he was black. Yeah. Anyway, it says the indictment strongly suggested he was a source for Watkins and others, though Watkins reportedly is denied using a relationship for scoops. Won't take long. Come on, y'all. You know, they're going to go back. They're going to look at the timing and say, okay, Watkins broke this story at this time. Ali Watkins. And then they're going to go back and they're going to go, well, Wolf had been briefed 2 days earlier or a day earlier. And that's the end of it. Wolf gets briefed. Ali takes off her briefs. Bam. There you go. The New York Times has since announced it is investigating Watkins' conduct. See, let me break in here before I read any more and tell you, you wonder why we call them fake news. We call them fake news because we've got a system that feeds itself, and then they lie about it. They lie about it. There's no Ali Watkins sleeping with the Trump campaign staffers. I mean, not that I'm aware of anyway. Because if there were, that person would have already been in prison. Or they wouldn't say anything because they like that. I don't even know how Ali got caught in this web of lies. It makes me, I'm curious. I really am. Because she's an insider. She's getting the scoop. She's putting out what they want. What happened? Did Ali post the wrong story? Did they not like something she put up? They go on to say this. But in the meantime, it published a scathing report that strongly implies that Watkins rose to journalistic fame while using her married boyfriend as a source. Oh, new layer, right? Didn't know that Wolf, 58-year-old Wolf, was married and Watkins was his mistress. Mistress, do I need to go back to House of Cards? Because that's exactly what was happening with, I forget his name now, but Stacy's character and this chick, Chloe. He was married. They knew it. His wife knew it. His wife knew that this guy was working Chloe. In more ways than one, as they say. He was working Chloe in order to get stories out that he wanted out. It was part of the ruse. And it had enough truth in it to get it going. And, of course, it's always negative against your opposition. It's pro your agenda. So that's what they did. Francis, that was his name, right? Frank Underwood. You looked it up? Did you look it up or did you just know it? I kind of missed the show, don't you? talking to my producers. I do. I kind of miss the show. It was a good show. And it mimics what's happening in reality. But here's the surprise thing here, folks. It is reality. The show was built on the reality of DC. That's what we're watching. That's what we're watching play out here. The orchestration, the level to which reporters are willing to go in order to get that story that isn't really a story. It's a plant. It's what they want said. It's what they want leaked. Think about everything that was leaked. We were talking about, where's all this stuff coming out with the Senate Intelligence Committees and all these different things? The deep state said, let's leak this, leak that, leak this. Now, I want you to, before you dismiss it, well, Kevin, they're all politicians and they're doing this or that. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a businessman. We elected him because we knew there was a swamp. Guarantee you, Donald Trump is, he is sitting back going, I thought I knew what was happening. And he did. He knew a lot. He got a rude awakening. I'm talking a rude awakening. That's what happened with Trump. Trump, when he learned that the leaks occurred, and I walked you guys through it where I told you, what was his name? He was a admiral. Dadgummit. He's a guy that actually saved Trump. But he went around Clapper and had the meeting with Trump at Trump Tower and said, you're being bugged. They're listening on your phones. You're wondering why they knew what General Flynn had said. You're wondering why they knew what you said to the Mexican president, what you said to the Australian prime minister. They have you bugged. And the very same day, boom, Trump moved his office, his base of operation. And that's when he tweeted out, the Obama administration spying on me. Well, do you think Trump was leaking all this? His team is going, okay, let's play by the rules. We're in. We won. Let's do things. They're going. Who's been accused of leaking? Adam Schiff. They said every time Adam Schiff left the meeting, within minutes, the press had it. The New York Times or Washington Post or somebody had it, had the information. Schiff's a leaker. He does it in a way that nobody knows. Blue elephants are hot on such and such, you know. I mean, if you remember Wall Street, they got all their coded terms and you know, throwaway phones and all that crap. The Democrats know what they're doing. They said the Times report hit the web, and it was headlined, how an affair between a reporter and a security aide has rattled Washington media. Really? Rattled them? They're shocked. Featured interviews with roughly 36 friends and colleagues of the scandalous former couple. Watkins carried on a 3-year relationship with Wolf, who is 30 years her senior and has been overseeing classified information delivered by the CIA and FBI since, quote, before Watkins was born. We're not talking low level here, folks. We're talking a person who knows exactly what he was doing, and a reporter who knew exactly what she was doing when she targeted him. The Times went on to say that avoiding conflicts of interest is a basic tenet of journalism, and intimate involvement with a source is considered verboten. Yeah, but they did it. Now, the observers of the Times say they're in a difficult place because the Times can't separate from Watkins without appearing sexist, but its own reporting strongly indicates that she uses romantic relationships to land sensitive information in her reporting. So, welcome to the women's movement. And look, I don't care what she does to get her information, but it just needs to be fair and balanced, and it isn't.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.